Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Wednesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Soldotna City Council recently passed a resolution repealing a previous resolution that recommended masks be worn in public indoor portions of city-owned buildings while the Central Kenai Peninsula was experiencing substantial or high transmission of COVID-19. And in passing the resolution, the current policy, as previously adopted, no longer aligns with the current CDC guidance. Councilmember Justin Ruffridge, who sponsored the resolution, told KSRM,
"We've never supported a mask mandate citywide, although there was some talk of that early during COVID. The one thing that we did bring forward was asking that masks be worn in public areas of city-owned buildings during the peak of our pandemic. And then a few months ago, we reduced that to just a recommendation while cases were still high, and then following CDC guidance with the removal of masking in public areas nationwide, we followed suit, which is why, you know, it being on the consent agenda made the most sense."
Councilmember Ruffridge said that this should come as a relief to many residents in the region.
"I tried to bring some attention to it towards the end of the meeting just because it did feel like a celebratory moment to just say we've reached a place where, you know, maybe this doesn't have to be on the forefront of our conversation and thought process. And having spent the last 2 years without being a major part of our existence, both professionally and in my city roles, it was a good moment."
According to the updated metrics, the Kenai Peninsula Borough is currently considered low risk, and therefore masking up indoors is no longer a CDC recommendation. Alaska's wildland fire season officially begins on Friday, and residents need to prepare accordingly. The wildland fire season extends through the end of August, barring an emergency extension. Like hunting, fishing, or driving, a state burn permit is required to legally use a burn barrel or burn brush piles in the state, municipal, or private lands during that time. The burn permit requirement helps minimize the number of human-caused wildfires in Alaska by providing guidelines to permit holders related to the size of burn piles, what materials may be burned, and other safe burning requirements that reduce the chances of a fire escaping. Burn permits are free, and they're available at state's forestry offices locally. Additionally, they can be printed online. The permits aren't required for camping, cooking, or warming fires less than 3 feet in diameter with flame lengths less than 2 feet high. People seen violating burn permit requirements can be cited and held criminally and civilly liable for damage caused by an escaped fire. Division of Forestry Deputy Director of Fire Protection Norm McDonald said, "Burn permits aren't meant to be a hassle. They're designed to reduce the number of human-caused wildfires and protect Alaskans and their communities." The Division of Forestry states that residents who intend on burning brush this spring are encouraged to do so now when the fire danger is low, compared to waiting till conditions dry out and the potential for starting a wildfire increases. As it stands, despite the increased amount of snow South Central Alaska received this winter, it's difficult to predict what this fire season this year will hold. The weather in May and early June has more influence on the fire season than the winter snowpack, and the 2021 Alaska fire season was below average, according to the Division of Forestry, which states that there were only 384 fires burning about 254,000 acres. Typically, there's about 500 wildfires that burn up to 1 million acres. For more information, regulation, and requirements, RadioKenai.com.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.